Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and God bless. Today is Friday, January the 15th, we made it through another week of the new year. Whew, this month is going by so fast. Whew, I hope that you've been blessed and you're staying safe. And just being happy in the Lord. Amen. Amen. My topic today is going to be very quick, and I'll do a part two to it on Monday. Keep asking. Before I get into the word, Heavenly Father, I want to bless each and all those that have listening, those that are listening, and those that are coming to the word of God. I pray for those that are sick and shut in. I pray for everyone that are walking with God and holding on to their faith during the pandemic. If I pray wholeheartedly, Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right, keep asking. And I have a verse from Genesis 41. For an Amplified Version. Ye shall have charge over my house, and all my people shall be governed according to your word, with reverence, submission, and obedience. Only in matters of the throne will I be greater than you are. Amen. Amen. Keep asking is about keep on petitioning God, keep praying to God. And just like that, Joseph went from a prisoner to second in command in Egypt. Talk about an immediate promotion. One minute he was in jail for a crime he didn't commit. And the next, Joseph is interpreting a dream for the king and is elevated to Pharaoh's number two. My, my. For years, Joseph has been praying and hoping for his situation to change. And when God's plan called for a move did happen. Let this encourage you. Sometimes it's hard to continue praying for God's intervention over and over and over again. Our perseverance peters out. We worry he may grow tired of our requests, or we give up altogether because we think his answer is a firm no. But the truth is that it's not yet time for the next right step. It's hard to understand God's timing, so we have to choose to trust it because God is God and we are not. Yet we need not grow weary of asking, for we won't wear God out, and we'll have peace if we live our lives knowing that when it is the right time, God's answers will come. Amen. This is my word of encouragement for Friday. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And I have part two to keep asking. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm Evangelist Faye, and I love you. Amen.